Joining us now is Greg Hames of the wonderful website Nippertown.com, a great source for music locally and regionally. And that's what we're here to talk about, some local selections from the 518, our wonderful area code that still hasn't been hacked up or changed.
One of the few things that hasn't changed on the cultural landscape in the past couple of weeks, isn't it?
It sure is. We start out across the street at the Low Beat in Albany, right across the street from WAMC at Central and Quail, and the Lumpin' Proles are setting up.
Lumpin' Proles are back. Big 80s band featuring Scott Gray and Josh Vincent and Bill Rella. We're big in the 80s. They came back a couple of years ago for Scumfest 2, which was...
You mean I missed Scumfest 1?
Well, Scumfest 1 was back in 1982.
Okay.
So it was a long time between 1 and 2. And then again last year, they had Scumfest 3. And so on Saturday night at the Low Beat, it's the album release party and listening party for the Scumfest 3 live compilation. And playing at the party, let's call it a party, playing at the party is going to be Lumpin' Proles and a couple of other bands, Chloroform Party and Phantom Signals. So you get to see three bands, you get to hear the new Scumfest 3 album, and you get a chance to buy it. So Lumpin' Proles, Saturday. Here's, actually, this is their selection from the Scumfest 2 album. It's called You Can't Forget.
Just a little taste from Scumfest 2, just to get you ready for the sequel, Scumfest 3, coming to the Low Beat across the street from WAMC. That's the Lumpin' Proles, and that's Saturday night, the Low Beat in Albany. The Lost Radio Rounders.
Lost Radio Rounders are back with a new album. That's Michael Eck and Tom Lindsay doing their vintage Americana music. And they have a new album. It's called Hard Trials, which is an album themed about mortality, loss, and hard times and tribulations that we all face eventually. But it's a surprisingly, I would say, comforting and uplifting album. It's their most personal album and their most intimate album. And they're heading up a tribute to song collector Alan Lomax at Cafe Lena on Saturday. And they'll have George Wilson and Mark Tolstrup, Rich Bala, Annie and Johnny Rosen from Annie and the Hedonists, all doing old songs that Alan Lomax collected. And that's a benefit for the cafe. That's on Saturday night. And then they're also playing on Friday, November 20th. They're doing a benefit for Family Promise at the Hamilton Union Presbyterian Church in Guilderland, and they'll have some special guests with them there, including the Bluebillies and Kim Kilby. And so let's listen to a little bit of Hard Trials album. Here's Death Don't Have No Mercy.
Death don't have no mercy in this land. Come to your house and it won't stay long. Look in the bed and your mama's gone and death don't have no mercy in this land.
The Lost Radio Rounders, you can catch them tomorrow night, Saturday. You said the musical collector, Alan Lomax.
Yes.
Briefly, what did he do?
His dad, John, and Alan Lomax rode around the country, mostly in the rural South, mm-hmm. and discovered singers, songwriters, and recorded them for Smithsonian and Library of Congress. And so that's the reason why we have such a rich history of folk music.
Cafe Lena tomorrow night, and then a week from tonight, November 20th, the Hamilton Union Presbyterian Church in Guilderland. Not a trio, a trio.
Yes, the Chandler Travis Trio is back in town, and they're also coming to Cafe Lena on Saturday, November 21st. Chandler's not actually local, but this time the local connection is David Greenberger from Greenwich, who's been collaborating with Chandler, co-writing songs for, maybe 30 years. This compilation includes, Chandler has so many bands, it's hard to remember them all. The Incredible Casuals, some solo Chandler Travis stuff, the Chandler Travis Philharmonic, the Catbirds, Rabbit Rabbit, and, of course, the Chandler Travis Trio, which, of course, is a four-piece band, just because that's how they work. But there are 19 songs on this new album, the new compilation album that they just put out called Bocce and Bourbon, The Comfortable Songs of Chandler Travis and David Greenberger. And here's Air Running Backwards.
Can't make it right. Think of you and drive into the night.
Chandler Travis Trio, Cafe Lena, a week from tomorrow night, Saturday, November 21st. Coming to Smith's and Gahoe's, better known as a restaurant and a bar, but it's going to be a stage for Maurizio.
Yes, Maurizio's been a mainstay on the Troy music scene for probably 2.5 decades or so, primarily as a solo singer-songwriter, but he's just put out what he calls his debut album. He's put out stuff before, but he thinks this is really his debut. It's his first full production studio album. And on the album, he's joined by members of the Rodeo Barons, the Zucchini Brothers, the Nellies, a bunch of wonderful local musicians. And the album is called Before the Crowd. And you can catch him probably solo, I'm going to say, at Smith's on Friday, November 20th, and also at the Town Tavern in Avril Park on Saturday, November 28th. Here's one of my favorite songs from the album. It's called Dulcinea.
No place for a king. These crumbs of bread, which are used as payment, are no reward for loneliness.
Dulcinea Maurizio playing at Smith's and Gahoe's Friday, November 20th, and then the Town Tavern in Avril Park then a week from that, Saturday, November 28th. And if you want to work off that Thanksgiving meal on Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, what better way to do it than with Annie and the Hedonists?
Yes, you got two chances, too. They just are putting out a wonderful new album called Tonal Indulgence. And it's Annie and Johnny Rosen with Peter Davis and Don Young. And they're, I would say, I can't think of another band in the greater Nippertown area that is more versatile than Annie and the Hedonists. They do blues, they do jazz, country, folk, bluegrass. This new album even has a cover of Melanie's Brand New Key, if you remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This album, I think, I've loved all of their albums. This one, I think, is probably their best. And part of that has to do, they managed to grab Grammy Award-winning producer Joel Moss to help them record this album. And it's really fabulous. So they're playing two CD release parties at Cafe Lena, two-night stand on Friday and Saturday, November 27th and 28th. Work off that Thanksgiving dinner. Come down and hear. I'm sure they'll be playing this one, which is My Daddy Rocks Me.
And there's no slipping when he once takes hold. I looked at the clock.
Annie and the Hedonists will be performing at Cafe Lena Friday and Saturday, November 27th and 28th. And the next time Greg comes back, it's his annual holiday visit with that holiday music. Holiday music offering that everyone just can't wait for every year.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'll dig deep into the vaults.
Incredible.
Instead of doing the new stuff.
Greg Hames, Nippertown.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian.